Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We've got some pretty energetic music coming up in a few minutes. But first, let's do another brief check-in on the weather and how it's affecting the afternoon commute with meteorologist David Epstein. And David, I know that when we walked in the studio at 3, it was snowing pretty heavily. But I see a tweet of the Sagamore Bridge showing just rain. So where is it? Where's it coming down most now?
Well, right now, the snow is heaviest, Sasha, off to the north of Boston. So we still see some very heavy elements of snow right about in the Boston area. It's going to lift off towards the north of the Mass Pike here in the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. Out in Metro West, we've just got a little bit of light rain. So in Natick, Framingham, temperatures are now above freezing, and it's raining. So the snow has stopped accumulating in those places.
Are temperatures going to go down quite a bit tonight, meaning all that slush and rain could turn to ice?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, temperatures overnight tonight will stay steady. They will slightly go under freezing in a few places, but we're not going to have a flash freeze or anything like that. What I'm suggesting folks do is get outside and try to shovel overnight or early this evening, because the snow will actually tend to get wetter as the night progresses. Now, tomorrow morning, there'll be a few snow showers in the morning. Otherwise, just becoming partly to mostly sunny. It's going to be breezy, temperatures in the mid-30s. So we're not looking at a big blast of Arctic air, as we've seen behind so many systems this winter.
I'm also seeing some forecasts that we may have more snow coming early mid-next week. Is that what your forecasting predicts, too?
Well, right now, Saturday is the next chance for snow, and I do think we'll see a period of snow on Saturday amounting to a coating to perhaps a couple of inches. More on that tomorrow. We want to really get another couple of computer model runs to see exactly where that system goes. But right now, it does not appear to be a big system. And then early next week, there is more snow possible here Monday night and Tuesday. That system's going to be a warmer system, so may start as snow, go over to rain. Temperatures will get into the 40s. And the good news is, we're seeing lower 40s on Wednesday and perhaps middle or upper 40s by Thursday with some sunshine. So definitely a milder forecast on the way.
Meteorologist David Epstein, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sasha.
Eli Paperboy Reed grew up in Brookline and developed a passion for gospel and soul.
He has an international following for songs like Come and Get It, which we're listening to now. It's the title track of his first major label album, which came out in 2010.
And now he has a new album called Nights Like This, and he'll be performing tomorrow night at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Come on and take it, 'cause what I've got, you know that you can't fake it. Eli Paperboy Reed came into our studios recently, along with his fellow guitarist Ryan Spraker, to perform and to talk about his new album.
It's sort of, in a way, a departure from my last couple of records, which were really very based in the sound of soul music from the 1960s and 70s. Mm. And we approached it in a different way. It's more, instead of getting my great live band into the studio and just kind of banging it out in a week or so, Ryan and I kind of hold up in the studio and kind of approached the songwriting process and also the recording process as more of a studio idea. Mm-hmm. From working from whether it was a sound of a particular keyboard or a sound of a drum beat. Sonically, it's more modern and more relatable, but it's also the way that I sing and the songs that we write kind of bring it all back home. I'm a soul singer. That's kind of what I do. It's what I've always done. I can't get away from it.
Well, so. I want to ask you about your background and how you came to be a soul singer. Tell me, first of all, about your childhood growing up in Brookline, just down the road
from here, right?
Yeah. Now, what kind of musical upbringing did you have? What was there? What was in the house?
My dad wrote for the Boston Phoenix in the 1970s. And he was kind of a music writer and played blues guitar kind of around the house. And so there was just always records around my house, whether it was Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, or Conway Twitty, or Howling Wolf, or you know, even Albert Eiler, you know, all sorts of kind of just great records that I could dig through. So I really didn't even need to leave my living room to get a big musical education.
You know, I'm always curious about this because some young people go in the exact opposite direction of whatever they sort of grew up hearing in their parents' musical library, right? And then I'm always interested in the singers that say, yeah, I'm doing this because that's what I heard in my parents' house. But why do you think that is? You didn't rebel. I mean, you loved it. You absorbed what you heard.
It's hard to say. I mean, I think I was sort of like an anxious kid, and especially as a teenager, I was shy and didn't really know how to express myself. And you know, I heard I heard Otis Redding and I heard Ray Charles, and to me that made sense. It was powerful and it was emotional. And
how did it speak to you as a kid?
I mean, when I hear Drown in My Own Tears, I mean, that's like, you know, at the time being 13 years old, that was like the purest of emotional catharsis that I could have ever imagined coming out of the speakers. I was just sort of blown away.
Tell me about your trip to the Mississippi Delta right after high school. Sure. You go down there hoping to work for a radio station, right?
Yeah, it was, you know, sort of a roundabout story a little bit. You know, I had graduated from high school and I had gotten into a few colleges. I wasn't super excited about going to college at that point, and I kind of jumped at this opportunity to do something different. And my parents were really supportive, and you know, thankfully it's very cheap to live down there, so we went and got me a apartment for $200 a month and a futon from Walmart, and then they left. And actually, the radio station whole thing never really panned out. The guy who I was going to work for or with lost all of his money, and you know, it was sort of a typical story. But I ended up staying and met a lot of amazing people, and ended up doing a lot more playing and singing than I really even imagined I would. And that was like really what got me hooked on Southern Soul.
That's great. It sounds like this was meant to be. I mean, clearly the radio gig wasn't meant to be, but you ended up in the right place at the right time. But folks, we're talking to Eli Paperboy Reed. He's got a new album out, Nights Like This, Brookline Born, full of soul. Eli, what are you going to do for us?
We're going to start with Shock to the System, which is going to be the first single off the new album.
She walked in my life and turned it upside down. I hollered, hey, hey, hey. I was serious about her, but she made me a clown. I hollered, hey, hey, hey. I was feeling lost and didn't know how I could be found. I hollered, hey, hey, hey. Oh, she set me straight and put my feet on the ground. I hollered, hey, hey. Skipping like a record, a song on repeat, till she put the 45 and knocked me off my feet. Oh, like a shock to the system, kick to the rhythm, jump start the beat of my heart. Got what I'm missing, her high voltage kissing, turn me on and there's no turning me off. She pulled me out the water and she let me survive. I hollered, hey, hey, hey. I was skipping like a record, a song on repeat, till she flipped the 45 and knocked me off my feet. Oh, like a shock to the system, kick to the rhythm, jump start the beat of my heart. Got what I'm missing, her high voltage. Shock to the system, kick to the rhythm, she jump start to feel my heart. Got what I'm missing, her high voltage kissing, turn me on and there's no turning me off. A shock to the system, kick to the rhythm, jump start to feel my heart. Got what I'm missing, her high voltage.
All right, that's Eli Paperboy Reed singing Shock to Your System off his new album, Nights Like This. Eli is singing for us and playing guitar. He's here with Ryan Spraker on guitar as well. And Eli, great sound, great song. Tell me about that song, how it came about.
This was actually the first song that we actually wrote for the album at all. We We did our first ever writing trip to Los Angeles to work with some other writers, which we had never done before otherwise. And we got in a room with a bunch of great guys, Michael Fitzpatrick from the band Fitz and the Tantrums, and a great producer by the name of Dave Bassett. And the four of us just banged that song out in about 3 or 4 hours. And it sort of kind of set the tone for the rest of the record.
We mentioned that you went down to the Mississippi Delta when you got out of high school. You ended up at the University of Chicago, gravitated toward the South Side, and ended up playing in churches, right?
I did, yeah. Just through kind of happenstance, I had learned that a favorite soul singer of mine named Mitty Collier used to work for the university at the hospital there. And I kind of found her name and number just through the school directory, and I called her up, and I was doing this radio show on the college station playing soul records, and I said, would you like to come on my show? I'm a big fan. And she said, well, you know, I'm doing gospel music exclusively now, and I just became a minister, and I'm starting my new church. And I had told her that I was a musician, and she came down to my dorm, and I played piano with her, and we sang, you know, Too Close to Heaven. And so from that point on, I became the minister of music at her church.
So what inspires you about gospel music? What do you love about it?
I mean, I think that especially in church, you know, the freedom to cultivate your own style and do your own. They always talk about when somebody's going to come to the altar and sing a song. They said, Brother Eli's going to come and sing his song in his own way. In his own way. So that's the way you can do things in church, in your own way.
Yeah.
And that's an unbelievably amazing environment to foster creativity and individual styles, yeah, which you really don't see anywhere else, you know.
Well, you know, and it might be an answer to the next question I was going to ask, and that is, you know, how does a white Jewish kid from Brookline, Mass. Sort of fit into that environment on the South Side of Chicago? But do it your own way.
Yeah,
sounds like
that's
the answer.
Just do it your own way, you know. Yeah. And they were very supportive of me kind of finding my way, both as a singer and as what I played, piano or guitar or whatever. They just, you know, I'm not going to say that I didn't get schooling, but because I certainly did.
Yeah.
You know, but it was always with love.
That's
the best part about it.
Now, after Chicago, you found your way back home to Boston and continued to play in gospel quartets and in churches in Dorchester and elsewhere. Is that
right? I did, yeah. I sang with a really amazing, venerable institution, the Silverleaf Gospel Singers, which is still led by Deacon Randy Green, who is now 92 years old. Mm. I met him at a little program at a church in Roxbury, and he recruited me to come and sing and play in his group. And it was more like a social club, and that was the best thing about it. We would go to his house over on Woodbine Street and just kind of hang out and sing whatever anybody felt like singing and tell stories. I would just kind of listen and take it all in.
Well, listen, I want to ask you one more question,
sure.
And that is, you're actually in the process of working with a label to put together a compilation of soul artists from Boston?
Sure, yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic.
A buddy of mine has a label here called Cultures of Soul. Basically, what happened is I went to a record store a year or two ago, and I saw somebody had put out a compilation of soul and funk records from Minneapolis. And I said, if somebody can put out a compilation of funk records from Minneapolis, then I can do one about Boston.
That's great. Can you do us one more, Eli,
absolutely,
before we say goodbye?
No problem. This is another one from the new record, and this is called Not Even Once.
I rolled over this morning and looked at my phone. You went through my text and then you went home. You should know it don't matter what other girls say, but I'm here to tell you what you threw away. I'm never gonna...
Eli Paperboy Reed singing Not Even Once from his new album called Nights Like This. He'll be performing at the Sinclair in Cambridge tomorrow night. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.